This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's another hour of the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. If you want to call the program, 844-551-8255. There was an old song, what was it, in the 70s, 80s? Captain and Tennille. Love Will Keep Us Together. You remember that song? Love Will Keep Us Together. Think of me, babe, whenever. I don't remember the words. But it was I just remember loving the song. And we talk often about togetherness and you know, unity and things like this. And what do? We then look at diversity. And that word to me is really strange because it's the diversiveness of everything. And the left don't even understand it when they talk about that word. They're actually talking about, you know, oh, we've got all these disparate things, these ideas, and we bring them together, supposedly bring them together. And this diversity is what makes us great. No, it isn't. It's our unity that makes us great. We talk about diversity like, oh, it's a feather in the cap of people to talk about diversity. You know, we've got a diversity program. Every business, practically every big business, has somebody in their human, you know, resources department, what they call it, the people area, whatever, and they focus on diversity. They should be focusing on unity. They should be focusing on the unifying principle that guides their company, and the diverse nature of their company is what creates the unity. I know it sounds, to some it may sound a little bit antithetical, but it isn't. The company has one goal and one mission. And how they come about that could be from a thousand different points of view, and that's phenomenal. But there isn't anything about diversity in your culture. You have one corporate culture, or you should. America has one culture. It is the American spirit. It is what defines us. And the left will tell you, no, 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 no. We have to think about the Latinos and the blacks and the women and the Muslims and everything. No, you don't. They got to think about us. If you're black and you're thinking about the black condition, you're an idiot. If you're white, I mean, do I need to tell you white folks? I mean, come on. Y'all get it. Yeah, I know. I'd say that to make some people mad. If Mexicans or any other branch of Latino is like, well, the Mexican people in America, you know what? You just said the wrong thing. I don't give a crap about black people in America, Mexican people in America, white people in America, women in America, you name it. America is all you need to hear. Think about when you just heard me say that, America. What does that conjure up for you? The American spirit gives you everything you need to be successful in this country. There are no obstacles in your way that cannot be overcome if you embrace America, what it stands for, the American spirit. And no matter how much these idiot leftists try to kill it, talking about diversity, there is not a person on the planet that gets to America who understands what America is about, who comes here and says, I'm going to bring my Swedish spirit. I'm going to bring my Chinese spirit. I'm going to bring my Sudanese spirit. Name it. Put your whatever you want on it. Because you know what? There are no Americans clamoring to go anywhere to any of those other countries. You don't care. No, it's not that you don't care about them. You prove that you care about them all the time. We're the most loving, giving people on the planet. But I don't need to care about your culture when I have a culture that I embrace wholeheartedly. And it will actually embrace you so that I can say, so Sven, tell me what life is like in Sweden. So I can determine what part of that I'd like to incorporate into my American spirit and what part I want to leave behind. Well, Kevin, you have a 70% tax rate. You can keep that. But we have beautiful women and love to ski. I like that part. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to have everything. I don't even want it because there's always going to be something bad. that's the American spirit, man. The world wants to be us. We're the good-looking girl or guy who is the great athlete, who is a person of character, who's a person with a heart. We're all of that. And a bag of chips. But the left want to claim in this idea around diversity and bringing in all these different cultures and all that, that they're the people that are uniting the country. They do this to do the exact opposite. They are not uniting anything. They want you to be diverse. What do I always tell you guys? I tell you the left will tell you who they are by what they put their efforts into. They claim they want diversity. Unity, rather. When in fact they're telling you, I want diversity. I want people to think in their own groups. I want the anti-war people to not even consider the idea that there is a need for war. I want the blacks to not even think about the idea of what life is like for whites and how they're being oppressed at this point. I want the Latinos to believe that immigration is the biggest thing and that they have, you know, should be in this country. And I'm talking about the illegals. I want the Muslims to believe that they have a part of America, blah, blah, blah. And to get everybody over here, do they want to unite them? No. In fact, it's quite the opposite. What they tell you is what they want. They want diversity. But not the way you see it. They wanted his segregation. They wanted his special interest. And they fool you. And you get fooled into it. You get tricked into this idea. Well, we need diversity. We need black people and white people and all. Yeah, you do. Do you need it mandated? Or can you come up on diversity the same way this country has come into a diversity, which is people come to you, they want a job, you look at their character, you look at the you know, people they've worked for before, and you say, you know what, Abdul, you look like a hard worker, I'll hire you. You know what, Rodrigo, you look like a hard worker. You know what, Jaquan, you look like a hard worker. You know what, Sally, you look like a hard worker, I want you. That's the way we diversified. But we diversified under the unifying principle that everybody pulls their weight, that everybody, you know, contributes in some form, not this nonsense of the left. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. I hope this has been enlightening for you. This is Kevin Jackson. Show us what you're listening to. Al Franken, we talked about him. Gillibrand, she slammed Hillary Clinton. That was interesting.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. Do we really need to discuss Roy Moore, Judge Moore? I mean, I've been thinking about this, and you know, I've covered it today, and not directly, indirectly, with respect to Al Franken. I talked about Al Franken earlier, and I said, why are we going after Franken over nonsense? You want to know why? Because we want, you know, comeuppance. We want Al Franken and the left to suffer because they have for so long thrown their, you know, our sanctimonious behavior in our face. Judge Roy Moore is a God-fearing, church-going guy who's made mistakes. I don't know what mistakes they are. I don't believe the accusations that are currently being alleged against him are them. I think they're just lies. But we see that happening. We've seen the Alinsky tactics, the scorched earth tactics. Well, I wouldn't say that because that would mean they're burning their own earth. But I've seen their tactics used against us multiple for many years. And we say, you know what? We need to get even. So we jump on the Franken bandwagon. This is one of the wagons we don't need to be jumping on. Al Franken took a joking picture of this woman. And as I said earlier, he tried to write in a kiss into some skit they were performing. That girl, she was a knockout. I mean, you, as a guy, if you had script control and you could theoretically write in a kiss for that beautiful lady, go for it. You know, you're not gonna be, I'm not gonna be mad at you. All she can do, tell you, nah, I don't want to kiss you. Okay, cool, let's write that out. But you'd be remiss not to do it. Franken did the smart thing. How else is that? Have you looked at this guy? He's an ugly dude. I mean, think about it. Al Franken, if it weren't for the fact that he was a, you know, funny man and doing SNL during the heyday, who would want to be with this guy? The same is true of Weinstein. They relied on their ability to write scripts and, you know, hold the carrot of Hollywood out in front of women, or they'd never get anybody who would want to be with them. Not sexually, anyway. So, I don't blame the guy for that. Why are we? I get why we want to get him, but this isn't the way to do it. This is to say, Al, see, this is the perfect time for us to jump on your monkey butt and explain to you, you know, how the left works and destroy your career. But we're not going to do that. We'll leave that for the leftist. But what you need to understand is that we're not going to allow it to happen to Judge Roy Moore. But I just don't know how much I want to talk about this. I think a lot of it is actually shifted. And it's now, we're looking at the accusers now. And here's what I love about this. It's almost like we've educated the media to say, I don't know. Like, for example, you bring Gloria Allred into your case, and we're like, oh, here we go. Here's who do we have that's asking about grilling Allred? Who do we have?
Judge Moore preside over her divorce. Was this just filing of papers? Clear this up for us. How much involvement did she have involvement with him? What's going on here?
We will answer any and all questions about that issue and any issue that that they would like to bring up at the hearing, which should be held within 2 weeks. If they do not have that hearing, then we'll go to Plan B, and I will say at that time what Plan B is. So I'm not going to comment on that at this time. I will talk about the yearbook.
Can I ask you something? Yeah, I'm going to ask you about that. But when I hear your answers, because I heard you on CNN earlier, when I hear your answers, it seems like your answers are meant to compel him to speak on the record and under oath. And listen, I'm not a lawyer here. Are you trying to compel him to do that because you you want to get him on the record and you want to be able to depose him? What's your end game here? Why?
Well, of course, there is no legal process except the one I am proposing, which is essentially a political process combined with a legal process.
You say if he presided over her divorce case, Gloria?
Well, I'm saying we're not going to put out breadcrumbs of pieces of evidence.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So even Don Lemon is skeptical. But here's what's interesting about the comment. Either Judge Moore presided over her divorce or he didn't. It's not like that's evidence. It's either true or it isn't. And it's a matter of record, I would believe. This isn't difficult to get a hold of. Gloria Allred is an ambulance-chasing snake, is what she is. But what I want to talk about right now is the shift. We've got Roy Moore, who was under scrutiny. Now, Al Franken has his allegations he's brought out. Then suddenly, you know who creeps back into the news? Bill Clinton. So here's Chris Matthews speaking on that particular subject.
That is good journalism you just heard there. Good interview and catching a politician, a top politician, and getting that politician to make a real statement, which Senator Gillibrand did make right there. Has Bill Clinton's day of reckoning come? I personally think it has come.
That, of course, was Chris Matthews in reference to Gillibrand, a senator, I believe, out of New York, a lady, an up-and-comer mover and shaker within the Democrat Party, saying that Bill Clinton should have resigned at the time. Many others have said the same thing. Now, the irony of this is Gillibrand knew of Bill Clinton's, you know, sexual issues and the things that chased him from his past while she fully supported Hillary Clinton. Now, so here's why I'm explaining it this way. Everybody we're talking about, Chris Matthews, Gillibrand, many others, Donna Brazile, Elizabeth Warren, all of these people, we're talking about people who knew the history of the Clintons. They knew, and they can pretend all they want, they know Hillary's complicit nature in the cover-up involving her husband and all the womanizing he did, whether it was consensual affairs to out-and-out rape of people like Renita Broderick. And now, 20-plus years later, they want to go, oh, yeah, well, we should have litigated that further. Pardon me, we should have talked about it more during the time of the Clintons. You're exactly right. And what's really interesting about it is, in the wake of all this other stuff, they all want to cleanse their palates. They want to pretend as though, well, you know, now that you mention it, we should have done a better job. But I shouldn't have, what, Gillibrand? You shouldn't have supported Hillary Clinton, the woman who enabled her husband to rape and molest multiple women? Same is true of Weinstein. Look, I don't have a problem explaining to you guys about the left and their nature and the fact of the matter that they would dare pretend that, oh, we didn't know. You can say you didn't know about Weinstein. Maybe I can let you get away with that. You can't pretend you didn't know about Bill Clinton. So Gillibrand and many others, they go out there. She supported, fully supported Hillary Clinton, fully supported Bill. Bill was brought out under the campaign trail under the auspice of being Hillary's not-so-secret secret weapon. Didn't go over very well either. They touched on it at the time. That was their time to start correcting this. I'll put it to you this way. Flip the script. Let's find out that Donald Trump is Bill Clinton or anything close. That Melania was Hillary and allowed this to happen. Is he president? Do you still support him at this point? The answer is very clear and it's very simple. No, because we don't behave that way.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Opened Saturday in Washington, D.C. It cost $500 million, making it the largest privately funded museum in the city. A big part of that money comes from the conservative Christian family-run company Hobby Lobby. Chip Reed is at the 430,000-square-foot museum, just blocks from the Capitol. Chip, good morning.
As you can see, this is a museum of biblical proportions. It's one of the biggest in this city of museums, even bigger than the massive Air and Space Museum. The people who build it say it's the most complicated project they've ever done, and Washington politics made it even more so.
All right, everybody. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson. Now, you can imagine Saudi money is coming over to open up the Museum of the Quran. You got to know it. It'll happen. Billions of dollars will get spent on that one, and it will have to be bigger and more majestic than the Museum of the Bible. However, the folks at Hobby Lobby who put this together, Steve Green, I applaud you. I applaud you for putting religion front and center. You know, we run from the topic of religion. The minute somebody starts talking about 1 Corinthians verses 3, chapter 14, you know, chapter 14 verses 3 through 5, oh, no, you don't do that. Don't go there with me. Let me tell you something. This show is nothing but religion. It's nothing but religion. When I say conservative, I'm saying Christian conservative. Judeo-Christian conservative. All the things that we talk about, the common sense virtues of man here, are nothing more than biblical principle without, you know, me going all Romans chapter 10, verses 3 through 7, you know, that kind of thing. Because I don't know the Bible to that degree. My older brother, he could come on here and we could have some fun. Because he's a theologian. But I'm not. I'm just a common sense practitioner of Christianity who believes that people should do right about one another. And I don't care. I disagree with my friends on many things. I disagree with them on their car choices. I've disagreed with some of my male friends on the women they've chosen. I've disagreed with some of my female friends on the men they've chosen. I've disagreed with them on where they're going to vacation. I've disagreed on them with what I got out of a movie. I've disagreed with them on lots of different things. But you know what we agree on? We agree that we are all flawed human beings. And those flaws draw us not only closer to one another, but closer to God, or they should anyway. You don't push people away when you find out they're flawed. You bring them closer to you. And you're looking for people, for camaraderie, for people to be around you who, as the Bible would say, are equally yoked. Every time I think about situations like this, I go back to the frontier days. And you ask yourself, who did you want? I mean, you're in a new country, building a life. Who would you want around you? Some deadbeat's always got his hand out, or the guy that says, Kevin, came over to shoe the horses, brought your family some groceries we grew from this, and you say, hey, glad you came over. We were just about to come over to bring you some beef we just slaughtered one of our animals and we're going to be going over, you know, hit, whatever. That's what you were looking for. Life was simple. And let me explain something to you folks. Life remains that simple. We can put all the accoutrements around it. We can make life complicated and say, ooh, I want to know what party I'm going to or what kind of car I drive or the house I live in or where I'm going to vacation, etc. But what it all boils down to really, when you get to the crux of it, is you want to be doing something that you choose with the people that you love. And the only thing that dictates how that happens is your finances or whatever else. But at its core, if you weren't spending that time in Hawaii or Costa Rica or some, you know, lavish place that, you know, staying in a 5-star hotel and you were right at home barbecuing with friends and family, you should get the same level of enjoyment. The left makes that impossible. Anyway, thank you, Steve Green and Hobby Lobby, for building a Bible museum. Something in America that we can all go to and look at our faith and understand it. The closest thing you have to the Vatican just got built right in D.C. And you should go check it out. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about was, and the theme of the show today is being American. Being American is about the search for truth. It's also about the concept of building something from nothing. And I mentioned the frontier people because that's what happened. If you think about everything we have today, somebody started it with an idea. And that idea has progressed over the years, over the decades, over the centuries. And now we find ourselves in this amazing country. Very young. But still going very strong. And I know people talk, well, you know, it's time for America to end. Countries only last a certain amount of time and then it's over. That's not true of us. It's not. Let me tell you something. We have written a constitution. We have created an American spirit that can survive the test of time and already has in much degree. Think about the things that could have ripped apart this country. The idea that Democrats thought at one point that people should be slaves, the property of other men. And they continued to fight that battle against, even after they got their butts kicked, they continued to fight that battle against the country. They were dividing the country. A country that said, look, we've already had to defeat our biggest enemy to date. Now we have an even bigger enemy, our own enemy within. And you know where we find ourselves right now, folks? We are in the biggest civil rights battle. The biggest right fight war of all of our history. Man, brother against brother, yet again, in a way that you've never imagined it. I would much rather be fighting the Russians or the Chinese than I am to be fighting against my brothers who believe that through their so-called diversity, they're uniting this country. They know they're not. They're nothing but dividers, these leftists. And they're mad because we want to hold not only them, but the people that supposedly represent us accountable. We want to determine our destiny, where our money goes, the things that we decide. We don't want some bureaucrat saying, you're going to support transgender issues. I don't have to support transgender issues. I can feel for them without putting a nickel to their cause. I got causes. I got indulgences. I don't expect anybody to pay for my indulgences, my idiosyncrasies, my whatever you want to call them. I will take care of them myself. And unless I'm completely unable to do that, then the system should take over and help. If you don't think that I worry about, you know, long-term disability and all these things that could completely upend my life, catastrophic illness, etc., I do. And I'm going to tell you right now, if those catastrophes hit me or my family, I would deal with them through the system. And if it turned out that I was a casualty of them and died, so be it. That's life. There are no guarantees. Hold people accountable by beginning of holding yourself accountable. How about that? When did we all become wards of the government? Life makes no commitments to you. It makes no promises. And the only place that you have the closest thing to that is through opportunity. And that's in this country. Oh, my goodness, man, I could go on here. So much to talk about, too. You know, over the weekend, let me tell you what you can set your watch by. There were lots of killings in Chicago. Chicago surpassed the 600 killing mark while not even just over the weekend. This was during the week. So less than last year, but still a lot of people dying. And this is true in Baltimore. Baltimore, we had a cop killed. That story got absorbed in the media cycle around Franken and all this other nonsense. Roy Moore, a police officer, gunned down. They think they got the suspect. Shocking, young black man. You know who the police was killed? Young black man. It's crazy out there. We're still battling the leftover capitalism. The NFL ratings, we talk about them every week now because we have to showcase to you that we're winning. You know why we're winning every time Chicago has this high death rate? It's a win for conservatism, as crazy and ironic as that sounds. It's because leftists will never believe us until we put it in their faces that their policies don't work. Their policies get people killed. You know why it's necessary to talk about the NFL ratings? To show leftists that their policies don't work. The NFL is a corporation that's broken and dysfunctional because of progressivism. And you want to know something else that we need to be throwing in their faces? Where is this Russia-Trump investigation going? Who else is going to be standing before the man? You got Manafort and one other low-level guy, Papadopoulos. Who else you got? Where's that now looking at? Where are we looking at now? Where's Special Counsel Mueller, the most honest man in D.C.? Democrats recently called for the impeachment of Donald Trump, despite warnings from Nancy Pelosi not to do it, and a handful of these clowns did it anyway. What about that? That's a story. Where's Nancy Pelosi's power? Doesn't exist. And the leftists showcase every single day how stupid they are, how stupid their ideology is, and I'm going to point it out to you. That's my job. Back in a minute.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
April, there is an uncomfortable conversation about the sexual allegations for this White House, be it Al Franken or be it Whitmore.
I think it's an uncomfortable conversation for the country. I think that this is something that is being discussed pretty widely, and we certainly think that it should be taken very seriously, and it's one of the reasons I stand up here and answer your questions every day, and will continue to do so and continue to address them. Obviously, it's something that should be looked at, and I think it should be looked at widespread, not just in the political sphere, but in the business atmosphere and across the board in this country, and something we certainly, again, take seriously. Alex, I'm going to yield my time today.
Hillary Clinton today, April, about the president's past and going back to the message. She said, look, I worry about everything from his past because it tells you how he behaves in the present and will in the future. What do you say to that as it relates to these allegations against the president?
I think Hillary Clinton probably should have dealt with some of those of her own issues before addressing this president.
Welcome back, everybody. That was April Moore trying to stir up some mess with Sarah Sanders, spokesperson, White House PR person. And Sarah Sanders just, whatever. Yeah, look, April, whatever her name is, black chick, she wants to tie this all back to Donald Trump. Really? Nice try. I'd love to see them try to spin this back. You want to talk about being litigated? It's been litigated. Donald Trump is the most... we know more about this guy than we know about any president in the history of this nation. These people have looked for something on this man for the better part of 2 years, maybe longer. Anyway, glad you guys are still with me. KJRadio.com is where you can get us on demand. 844-551-8255. Race Pimping is my book. We talk about it all the time. And I read this report from a guy, it was a Casey Research. The guy's name is Doug Casey. And he was discussing race. I've been talking about race and its fabric in America for quite some time. I've talked to people many, many times and said to them, if you don't understand how important this subject is in our political discussion, our political lexicon, you don't get it. Race is it? Look at Rachel Ryan, April Ryan, just asked a question about Donald Trump leading back to supposed allegations of Trump, you know, doing things with women, which he didn't do. And you better know the significance of that black woman asking that question is it's important. White women are no longer going to ask that question. April Ryan has permission. How many times have you guys said to me, you sent me notes. By the way, we love them and we answer you back. But you say to me things like, Kevin, you can say that because you're black. And I go, okay, whatever. I'm not going to, you know, poo-poo in the punch bowl over the idea that if I were white, I'd be saying the same things. People would, Kevin, you'd be called a racist. Well, I've been called worse. You know, if I were white, I would not have been a member of the Klan. I wouldn't be a member of some Aryan Nation group. I'd be a private citizen espousing my views. And I'd probably be, at this point, self-employed. In other words, put everything where it is right now. Self-employed, left management consulting, started writing. I don't know if I'd be on TV, how much coverage they would give me. But I know this, I'd probably have a radio show. I'd be making a living through my writing. And I don't know who would buy my books. Maybe the Aryan Nation might be buying my books left and right and ask me to speak. I wouldn't speak at their events. I wouldn't condone their actions. But I would doggone sure, as a private citizen white guy, say to the world, I'm not apologizing for my birthright, how I was born. I had no control over it. There wasn't a dial. They said, hey, baby, pick your race. You want to be black, white, whatever. And for the record, if I were a white kid, I'd go, I'm proud I picked white. Why would I pick something else? You know, what do white folks have to be ashamed of? No less than anything black folks have to be ashamed of. We got a continent. Black people got a continent. And you know, the most successful country on the continent that's full of black people is the little bitty part down south that's run by white folks. Now, do I like the Dutch? And the Afrikaners, the fact that they've gone down there and abused black folks and put them in black ghettos and what have you, jailed dissidents? No. But I'll tell you this, they built a pretty successful little piece of the pie down there in South Africa. Look at all the other countries of Africa who could have gone down there and said, you know what, Dutch, we don't like the way you're treating us here, and we're going to come down there and kick your butt. They got to kick butt. They didn't do it. They watched it happen. Idi Amin, he kicked all the Asians out. He kicked the Indians out. They could have gone in and kicked all the white folks out of South Africa. They didn't do it. So who are you talking to? Oh, Kevin, they're doing that in Botswana. Not in Botswana. Other areas of the country. I can't remember where. But they took out all the white farmers. Killed them in some cases. And you know what happened? It went to crap. They can't feed themselves anymore because the farmers knew what they were doing. All the white farmers were like, you want the farm? You're going to kill me over it? I'll leave. I'll go make a living somewhere else. And they did. So all I'm saying is, look, the people don't pick what they want. If I could pick, I would have picked to be born into a very wealthy family. Or maybe not. See, here's the way I look at it. I look at it that God picked for me. God picked for me. He said, Kevin, I'm going to put you in this lower middle class family, maybe even considered poor. And I'm going to give you, your parents are going to be a dad who went to prison and a mother who will die at the age of five, while you're at the age of five. And you will then be raised by your grandparents. And I'm going to teach you about life through that prism. And you know what? If God said to me, Kevin, you could go back and change it right now, what do you want to do? I'd say, Lord, leave it the same. As much as I miss my mother, as much as I would love to have spent more time and seen a loving family together, because she remarried Tommy, my stepfather. But you know what? God had a different plan. And whatever, if anything had changed, I'm not here doing this. And I don't know what the plan is for this. I don't know how many people I influence, how many people I've changed. But here's what I can tell you. I have changed them. So I'm looking at this thing on this report from Casey Research, Doug Casey, and he says, for one thing, he's talking about the case against how race in America is impacting things, and he's making a case to say, look, we don't need everybody voting in this country and all these other things. So here's what he says: for one thing, anyone can vote. People who are penniless, 18-year-olds who have no knowledge or experience and are fresh out of the indoctrination of high school. Lots of non-citizens, probably millions, managed to vote. Voting has become, as H.L. Mencken said, just an advance auction on stolen goods. What a great comment by Mencken. And by the way, if you want to read a person who is, he's at the highest level of intellect when it comes to the political discussion, Mencken is it. For another thing, he says, today the United States is multicultural. America used to have its own distinct culture. The United States no longer stands for anything. He's essentially saying that the world we knew doesn't exist anymore because we have become foolish in who we've let be in charge of it. He says race is just the most obvious thing that divides people. You can see that somebody's of a different race just by looking at them. The old saying about birds of a feather flocking together is basically true. It's very politically incorrect to make that observation, of course, certainly if you're white. But it's factually accurate. Most things that are PC fly in the face of reality. If people are of a different race, it increases the chances that they're not going to share other things. The key for a rational person is to judge people as individuals. Race, sex, religion, cultural background are quick indicators of who a person might be, as are dress, accent, attitude, and what they say, among many other indicators. You need as much data as you can to help you judge what the other person will do and who he or she is. It's actually quite stupid to not discriminate among people you encounter. But then the whole PC movement is quite stupid by its very nature. Now, I've said this many times, and here's what I've said to you. If you don't profile, you're an idiot. If you believe you don't profile, you're an idiot. Now, you can be in one or two of the categories. You profile everything. You profile the fruits and vegetables you're going to pick to bring home. You profile your daughter or boyfriend or girlfriend. You profile your son's girlfriend or boyfriend. You profile everything. You profile employees at your job. You profile the person you're going to get into a car with. You profile your friend. You profile everything. He says you can't have a multicultural democracy, and especially you can't have one where the government is making laws that have to do with economics, where it allocates wealth from one group to another. So sure, the U.S. is going to break apart, and you can certainly see it happening along racial lines. The active racism among blacks isn't an anomaly. He's right.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.